From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Haiti, U.S. Marines today said they fired in self-defense when they shot and killed a man during a gun battle yesterday. The violence started when gunmen allegedly aligned with ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide shot at thousands of marchers who were celebrating Aristide's departure. 6 people died and 31 were injured in the firefight. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Port-au-Prince.
The gunmen, called chimères in Haitian Creole, fired pistols and high-caliber assault weapons from rooftops into the peaceful march. Several people fell, and as the crowd dispersed in panic, U.S. Marines say 2 men approached their position at the nearby National Palace and began shooting at them. No Marines were injured. 1 Haitian gunman was killed, according to Colonel Mark Gerganis, commander of the interim multinational force in place here to stabilize the country. He spoke to reporters at Haiti's airport this morning.
When the gunman displayed hostile intent, the Marine has absolutely the right of self-defense, and that's what he was exercising.
But citizens here are furious that international forces didn't do more to prevent yesterday's bloodshed or to pursue the chimère back into their nearby slum of narrow, winding alleys and crowded cinderblock homes. Colonel Gerganis emphasized once again that that's not the job of international forces.
It is a police function. However, we will work very closely in cooperation with the Haitian National Police. Once they make the decision that they're going to take the lead on disarmament, we will help them enforce their disarmament policies.
The U.S. says Marines will stay here until a UN-led peacekeeping force arrives in the coming months. Marines on the ground say cooperation with Haitian police has been excellent so far. At the Port-au-Prince hospital, where most of the wounded were taken yesterday afternoon, newly named Haitian police chief Léon Charles tried to allay Haitians' fears by saying his officers would not rest until the chimère were disarmed. We'll do it with the help of the population because everyone is concerned, he said. We're asking the people for their collaboration with us, and when we get information, we will act. We will not keep our arms crossed. But Haiti's police are vastly outnumbered by the armed gangs and outgunned. Hospital surgeon Ronald Wilnoumé said the wounds he saw among yesterday's victims were from M14 and M16 assault rifles. They were weapons of war, he said. One policeman was hit in the foot by a ricocheting bullet and it tore the whole bottom of his foot off. American journalist Michael Laughlin was also wounded in the shootout. Spanish TV reporter Ricardo Ortega was killed. Meanwhile, from the Central African Republic, exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide held a press conference today to say he's still Haiti's rightful leader, and he called on Haitians to resist peacefully what he called an occupation. He says he does not believe his followers attacked Sunday's crowd. At the palace after yesterday's shooting, Haitians wandered about the open plaza, dismayed by the day's violent end. One man, Paul Ishmeran, said Haitians are exhausted by the seemingly endless bloodshed here.
Please, I hope they listen to my voice. Please, no more violence.
But as Marines were talking about their plan to support Haiti's police in restoring order, less than a mile away, thousands of Haitians were looting an industrial park where key industries had been shut down for weeks. Looters poured into the streets and attacked passing cars with machetes, blocking the access road to the airport. No police showed up. When asked why the Marines were not intervening, Colonel Gerganis replied, "We can do anything, but we can't do everything." Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.